Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Your bite-sized daily roundup of the biggest news from the world of film. This is the Daily Reel with Van Conner.
Good morning, it's Monday, October the 25th. It's Halloween week, with, fittingly enough, today the day John Carpenter's Halloween was released in 1978. Today also saw the release of the beloved Weepy Curly Sue back in 1991, but people were crying in a very different way today in 2013, when Johnny Knoxville and the Jackass crew dropped Bad Grandpa into cinemas. Today in 2021, though, it's birthday to Christopher McQuarrie, Katy Perry and Craig Robinson, and it's the day everybody's talking about this. Further details of the tragic shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of Alec Baldwin's Western Rust have started to emerge. This past Thursday saw star and the film's co-creator Alec Baldwin accidentally discharge a weapon loaded with live ammunition. The gunshot struck cinematographer Hutchins through the chest, carrying through to strike director Joel Souza through the shoulder. Hutchins died shortly after. It's now emerged that crew unrest over safety protocols not being adhered to resulted in six of the camera crew quitting in protest just 6 hours before the shooting. Crew members playing target practice with live ammunition and the inexperience of the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, have also been reported. In a September episode of the Western-themed podcast Voices of the West, Gutierrez-Reed, the daughter of famed Hollywood armorer Thel Reed, stated, "Loading blanks was the scariest thing to me, because I was like, oh, I don't know anything about it." A member of the camera crew had also complained about the lack of gun safety when Baldwin's stunt double accidentally fired 2 rounds. A crew member told the LA Times, "There were no safety meetings. There was no assurance that it wouldn't happen again. All they wanted to do was rush, rush, rush." David Hall, the assistant director on set, has also previously been the subject of complaints of inappropriate sexual behavior and disregarding on-set safety protocols. In immediate response, that's become something of an industry rallying cry over the weekend, the Nathan Fillion-led cop series The Rookie has banned live guns on set, with only airsoft guns allowed and muzzle flare to be added digitally in post-production. Alec Baldwin himself has since cancelled his involvement in all upcoming projects, with the Rust shooting incident now the subject of both an internal investigation and an investigation by the New Mexico Occupational Health and Safety Office.
It's only true if they say it's true. And they gotta say it out loud.
Ryan Gosling is set to join Margot Robbie in the upcoming Barbie movie. 2-time Oscar nominee Gosling will star as Ken in the live-action Mattel movie, with Greta Gerwig directing from a script co-written with Marriage Story helmer and real-life partner Noah Baumbach. Plot details are currently under wraps. Barbie's big screen debut, though, has been gestating for several years, with Gosling having previously turned down the role due to scheduling conflicts this past summer. With the production having been pushed back, however, Gosling now has the waxing time necessary to get on board. Ken, of course, made his big screen debut in 2010's Toy Story 3, where he was voiced by the ineffable Michael Keaton, while production on Gerwig's live-action Barbie set to kick off at London's Leavesden Studios ahead of a 2023 release.
Hi, I'm Ken.
Barbie, have we ever met?
I would have remembered. Love your leg warmers.
Nice ascot.
And finally, Loki's Jonathan Majors is set to hit the gym for bodybuilding drama Magazine Dreams. Following an amateur bodybuilder who struggles to find human connection in the realm of celebrity and violence, the film will be helmed by writer-director Elijah Bynum, previously behind 2017's Hot Summer Nights. Nightcrawler producers Jennifer Fox and Dan Gilroy are also on board to produce, with Majors credited as EP. He can currently also be seen in the Netflix western The Harder They Fall, starring opposite Idris Elba, and is set to reprise his Marvel role of Kang the Conqueror in the superhero sequel Ant-Man, Quantumania, due for release in July 2023. Filming on Magazine Dreams will commence in May, following completion of the Rocky spin-off threequel Creed 3, in which Majors will appear as the series' newest villain.
Let's get all this out of the way.
Okay. Here we go. You can't kill me because I already know what's going to happen. See?
The horror flick We Need to Do Something's coming to VOD today, with the likes of M. Night Shyamalan's old animated sequel Space Jam: A New Legacy, Neil Blomkamp's Demonic, and Spirit Untamed the Movie all headed to DVD and Blu-ray. On streaming, Netflix are dropping the Nick Nolte Alzheimer's road trip drama Head Full of Honey today, Yusuf Shaheen's Alexandria Y's new on Mubi, and Shudder's getting The Addiction, Just Before Dawn, and House of a Thousand Corpses. Freeview today's got its own cinematic goodness meanwhile, with ITV2 showing Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, Collateral on ITV4, Daddy's Home and Olympus Has Fallen are on Film 4, Great Movies is airing Earth Girls Are Easy, Evening, Fatal Attraction and True Romance, Escape Plan 3 and Setup are on the Paramount Network, and the Horror Channel's got Resident Evil and the 2010 remake of I Spit on Your Grave. While the Sky Cinema and Now premiere today is the Max Mosley documentary, Mosley. And that was your Daily Reel for Monday the 25th of October. My thanks to guest writer Zara Phelan. Keep it cinematic, and we'll be back tomorrow.
The Daily Reel is a Candy Store production, presented by Van Conner and written by Calvin Prickett. All information is correct at the time of writing, and source links are in the description for each episode. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on all good podcast platforms, or ask Alexa to install the Daily Reel skill for your morning flash briefing. Follow the show on social at Daily Reel Pod, and we'll be back every weekday. Until then, keep it cinematic.
Drink great gin. Make a difference. We handcraft our gins with only the finest botanicals.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
And use our profits to support charities and initiatives that provide relief to struggling hospitality workers. Visit hospitalitygin.co.uk to find out more. Hospitality Gin. Drink great gin. Make a difference.